Think, are we, what, good? Okay, so next up we have some product management coverage, content by Loria.
Hi. Yeah, so I've been a little bit of an AV disaster, so I'm gonna have to look at my slides because I can't see them here. But here's the title of my talk today. So my goal is to help you get more structure around your open source projects, hopefully save time, and ideally do less. Yep. Okay, so about me, I'm an American living in Germany since 2015, and I mention this because I came to Germany with a very live-to-work mindset, and now I have a very work-to-live mindset. And you're going to see that mindset shift in my talks, like the messaging I share with you. Among my many open source activities has been contributing to Kubernetes, particularly SIG release, and also more recently the OpenSSF Security Scorecard project. I have this link here where I thought I'd highlight it because you can find a lot of management and leadership guidance there. It's a collection of resources, blog posts, videos, templates, things like this, including some things I'll show you today. I've worked in places. I'm not working now. My company shut down at the turn of the year. So if you like what I have to say and think I could be helpful to your organization, let's talk. And there's my LinkedIn in the meantime. I'll cover basically two branches in this talk. First is some observations from my time in open source. I'll sprinkle some helpful hints and examples along the way. And then I will focus on some tried and true traditional product management methods that work in a company setting, and you've probably encountered them in your day jobs, but they also work in open source with a little bit of creativity. So, some of those observations. I see contributors taking on so much work. Just lots of issues, many times even multiple leadership roles, and it just seems like a surefire way to burn them. Because they're so overstretched, they don't have a lot of time to do a lot of research and gather data. Also, that's a skill set that not everybody has and not everybody needs to have. But the end result is often that a lot of development is based on assumptions instead of data. Another thing I've noticed is that what exists today in a project isn't well-defined or documented or mutually understood by the project team. And so this represents a pitfall because then you maybe don't have the shared understanding of what your project is and does and should be. And lastly, there's often times of vague strategy or even none at all. And I would say the most acute manifestation of this issue is that there's often a boundary between what goes in a project and what stays out that is lacking. And so this can lead to a lot of work being done and that work just kind of expanding. So if you take away anything from me today, it would be this message, which is I really encourage and invite you to do less if you can. I know your manager may not want you to do less, and there's always very specific conditions around that relationship, speaking from experience. So I'm happy to talk to any of you after the talk if you would like to have a sounding board, like ways you can manage your manager's expectations around what you can do in open source with your limited time and availability. But if you are the pressure source telling yourself to do all of the things, then I invite you to ask yourself to ask yourself at first, like, does anybody even want this? I mean, maybe they do, but maybe if you're the only person or you don't have a very clear sense of how many people might find value in your project, maybe stop and collect more data before you move on. Also, keep your personal backlog light. I know some people really enjoy working with them, but they take on so much work that they end up becoming the blocker for other people to make progress. And you don't really want to do that, right? You don't want to impede your fellow project contributors' efforts because you're like the decision maker on 10 different things. So that leads to delegating. Delegating not just to reduce your workload, but also to empower others to gain skills that you have. And I know that's rather time consuming, but oftentimes what I've seen in open source is that a little bit of upfront onboarding and knowledge exchange saves everyone.